gonna have a cigarette, y'all.
A smoky treat.
Yes, a smoky treat. Gum.
Share the wealth. That one's crooked. That's the bentest ass cigarette I've ever seen.
By the way, Big Fatty, I do like chicken like you like chicken.
If you like chicken the way I like chicken.
I love some chicken.
But he likes the cigarette more. Light that thing.
I'm gonna light my thing. This cigarette.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm gonna have a cigarette, y'all.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 426 of the BFO Tuesday, the 22nd of September 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's got voice letters that are all clogged up from last week, and I've got to get them moving. Plus, y'all, we may go down in the fat cave. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. And, y'all, this is not just any Tuesday. This is the first day of autumn in the Northern Hemisphere, and it is the first day of spring in the Southern Hemisphere. And, y'all, that's where the straight boyfriend is. He is down there. I've got several listeners down in the Southern Hemisphere. We've got Scotty, that little Aussie battler, Arthur down there. Kim Beaver, you know, she lives in the Faroe Islands. That's right down there off the coast of New Zealand. And the straight boyfriend. And there may be some other folks down in the Southern Hemisphere that, but Friday, you didn't mention my name. Why didn't you mention my name? Well, it's because I don't fucking remember. So, happy spring. I hope spring is busting out all over, even though I believe that's June is busting out all over. But I fucked that up back on the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere, so I thought I'd fuck it up on the first day of spring for the Southern Hemisphere, too. Oh, but Friday, you were so fucking funny. Y'all, I had several comments. from folks asking about the Hurricane Hugo episode yesterday, and y'all, it was quite the scary event. I said that you didn't hear the Transformers exploding or anything like that, but y'all, you still could hear the tree limbs cracking and huge. I mean, y'all, we lost so many trees, so many grand oak trees in Charleston, and they just fell over. They just blew over, and y'all, these are a couple of hundred-year-old trees that were just gone. But y'all, everybody had lots of firewood, and y'all, the sounds of chainsaws are what you heard most of all, and there were two distinct smells other than Big Fatty. That you smell during those days in the aftermath of Hurricane Hugo. And that was the smell of sawdust and, you know, wood chips and all that kind of stuff from all the trees being cut. And the other, y'all, was, and it was heavenly, it was barbecued meat. And because, y'all, everybody didn't have, nobody had power, so what they were doing, they were taking the food out of their freezers, and they'd go out on their grills, and they'd cook it all up, and y'all, I mean, everywhere you went, it was just wonderful, the smells of barbecuing meats, and I mean, it was just delicious. Now, y'all, I've not watched the special that one of the local channels was going to do yet. I have had a gentleman caller, so I'm a little bit late in getting this recorded. However, it is still, before that special came on. And y'all, since we're talking about television, let's head on down into the Fat Cave, shall we?
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the fat K-A-B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I thought that I would just take a moment here and just let you know what I've got on the TiVo. Because, you know, I was in that Daniel Beavers final show of The Dubious Intent. You know, that's the one that he fired Alden. That poor Alden, he didn't want to leave, y'all. But he fired him. And Anne, she just stopped coming, y'all. And, you know, there were two words that Anne kept screaming when Daniel kept blaming all the problems with Dubious Intent on her. And those were, "You lie!" So, anyway, y'all, I've watched about half of that Community show, and I'm not so sure about it. I do have several episodes of the Tool Academy that are ready for Big Fatty to watch, and y'all, it's just white trash. It is just white trash, and I love it. But I'm just going to run down the season pass manager here. Tops on my season pass. And y'all, you might want to pull out a pencil and see how many of these you have on yours. Tops on the season pass is The Heroes. And y'all, it started again on Monday night. And I know a lot of you have given up on The Heroes. But Big Fatty hadn't given up on it yet. So, but y'all, now that is conflicting with the Dancing with the Stars. And y'all, they're having a three-night premiere. And that little chicken, Aaron Carter, kind of like the little chickens at the beginning of today's show. That's the kids from the Dangerous and Lovely. You know, he's going to be on there dancing, so I'm going to be interested in that. But I'll have to watch it live because it conflicts with The Heroes. And y'all, I'm in a pickle because the Big Bang Theory also is competing with the Dance Heroes of the Stars tonight. So I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do about that. Maybe I can watch it online or something. Number two on the TiVo is the Shark Tank. And y'all, I've told you, the Shark Tank, even though that DJ David J, who does not do a podcast anymore, wanted to, you know, cut me like a... cut a bitch. He wanted to cut a bitch, y'all, because Big Fatty liked it so much, and he said it was from Canada. But it wasn't. It was from Japan. Shark Tank's number two. Fringe is number three. Y'all, it's good. I don't know if you watch it or not, but it's good. Then we got the Hell's Kitchen, the Survivor Samoa. Y'all, there isn't that man that's on the Survivor Samoa. Y'all, he is a jackass. But you... you have to watch it. The Big Bang Theory, So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars, The Flash Forward, y'all. I've heard that it is just wonderful. Just wonderful. And also, I have The Glee. I'm not giving up on that. The third episode was better than the second episode. The 30 Rock, The Modern Family, The Cougar Town, Community, The Melrose Place, that's the new one. Best Week Ever, I don't think they do it anymore. The South Park, Project Runway, and The Tool Academy, y'all. And that's what's in Big Fatty's thing. And y'all, there are lots of things that are going to conflict. But y'all, I'll weed them out quickly. I'll just weed them out quickly. Tonight, I'm just doing the Heroes. And let me just make sure, because there's two episodes of that on tonight. Let me make sure it's going to record. Yes, okay. And The Hell's Kitchen is... y'all, I didn't even do that many poppers today, so I don't know why I'm all phlegmy. But anyway, y'all, you need to be watching, at least watch that Survivor for a while. Adam, this is what I was going to tell you about the Daniel Beaver show. Adam, who listens to Big Fatty first thing every morning. Well, not every morning, because Big Fatty doesn't do a show every morning. But he was hoping Big Fatty was going to talk about the quiz programs on yesterday's show, so he was disappointed, terribly disappointed. But hopefully his first day of autumn is autumn for Adam. And y'all, I don't know if you know this or not, but Adam has a catchphrase, and it's "Don't forget the fat," so or something like that. I don't remember what it is exactly now. Now, Y'all, there's it's going to be a busy week in the coal mine, and y'all, do you have to pay property taxes on your vehicles? Because Big Fatty got his bill for the Ford explosion, and it was $215.88. And y'all, quite frankly, I'm delighted that that's all it is. So anyway, that's where I'm going to leave it. Now, y'all, I've got some voice letters, and I think Big Fatty quit stalling. Just quit stalling. By the way, y'all, did you listen to the Sea Hags Monday show?
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, they evidently live in that place, that Gray Gardens house. And y'all, they evidently, it's worse than we thought, because evidently the Sea Hag rolls around in her own squalor. And it's just embarrassing, y'all. And Hooch has to go out and get drunk people arrested. Y'all, he's out ruining their lives. And that Kim Beaver has documented this over at the Lodge, y'all. And she has documented the Hurricane Hugo also. So if you haven't been over to the Lodge lately, you might want to do that. Y'all, I heard from that Michael in Stuttgart also. And y'all, I thought he had unsubscribed. I really thought he had unsubscribed, but evidently not. And anyway, and also, y'all, the Turnip Head has brought it to my attention, and several people have asked me about this. Big Fatty, when is the Little Fatty Cast going to get posted? And y'all, that is in the hands of Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And y'all, he's Turnip Head has gone over to the iTunes, and he has He went over there looking for the Little Fatty Cast to see if the show had been downloaded that we recorded last Friday. And y'all, Mr. Vader is the one that has to put all that together and get it uploaded to the iTurds and all that. Y'all, I'm just the pretty one. I'm just the pretty one, okay? Y'all, he was a little surprised at the result when he went over to the iTurd. This is Turnip Head. He and Short Bus, I don't know. He had put in to search for Little Fatty, and y'all, the things that came up, I'm just gonna tell you what it is. You can go over there and look at it for yourself. But y'all, evidently the Turnip Head has an eye natter also that he calls Fido. I don't know. But y'all, the three things that came up were little girl, which I don't know why Little Fatty comes up when you put in little girl. Coffee Talk by Cousin Patrick, because I'm sure Coffee Talk, Cousin Patrick, you mentioned the Little Fatty Cast. And y'all, the other one was tuberculosis, a persistent cough. And so evidently, if you listen to the Little Fatty Cast, you will come down with you'll either be some kind of little girl, or you will get tuberculosis.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hey, Grand Fatty. It's Stephen from Wisconsin, your grandson. I just wanted to wish you a happy Grandparents' Day. I hope you have a great one. Talk to you later.
Now, y'all, I know damn good and well that I've played that before, but y'all, Stephen is just such a cutie patootie that, you know, sometimes you just have to replay one every now and then, and that was the one that got replayed. Now, y'all, our next voice letter is from the one and only patron saint of the BFO. I believe you know him best. From his podcast, Tim, Call an Ambulance.
Big Fatty!
Hey, it's Tim Quarmala. And?
Morning!
And?
Rambo Redhead.
We just thought we'd give you a call, since we're sitting here having dinner at the Chicago Diner without Mr. Omar, because he's in Spain. But we were thinking of you. We went to Buck's before, and I got to see the spot where the infamous balls picture was taken.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
Lauren says, horrifying.
Nightmare.
Anyway, we just thought we'd give you a call and say, hey, keep up the good work on the show. Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, apparently they needed an extra cocktail or 10 because it didn't sound like they were having such a great time there. Of course, you know, they are all three vegetarians, so y'all, you know, they don't get to eat the bacon. And y'all, who doesn't love to eat the bacon? All right, our next voice letter is coming from the west coast of Florida, the best coast of Florida, according to Daniel Beaver. And this one is from the one and only Guru Nudie. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, Guru Nudie is caller number 600 here at the BFO. So, Guru Nudie, you are going to win a BFO t-shirt. So, what you need to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter along with, you know, the mailing address, and Big Fatty will get that double X Guru BFO t-shirt down to the best coast of Florida, the west coast of Florida, to the one and only Guru Nudie.
Good morning, Big Fatty. This is Guru Nudie in Tampa. I'm on the Schwinn Airdyne getting a few miles in before work, listening to the Big Twatty Show, and I'm kind of concerned about you. It seems like there's been a lot of hemming and hawing going on lately. And by hemming and hawing, I mean good Lord. You're sounding like Garfield trying to hack up a humongous hairball. I think instead of the bottle of Tanqueray Tin, you should have gotten a big box of Mucinex. And somebody's going to have to work on that. Anyway, take care. Ciao, man.
Now, y'all, I'm not sure, but that may have been the first time the Guru Nudie has called into the BFO. And, y'all, he was riding some sort of... It sounded like he was riding some sort of bicycle. Had a big fan on it or something like that, you know, to keep the fat nice and cool. But, y'all, you know, Guru Nudie, you know how the poppers are. They will give you the hacky sack. Oh, no. So, anyway, y'all, I think we have time for one more phone call today, and that one is going to be from the west coast of the U.S. up in the Seattle area, except it's not Seattle, it's Everett, Washington.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Pooh Bear out in Everett, Washington. I just wanted to take the opportunity one last time to call and thank you for turning me on to the Big Balls this season. It has been a blast, and I have... laugh my butt off. Oh, and one more thing about your comment about the Eastern time zone is the only time zone that really matters. Well, you know, there is a reason why you guys are 3 hours ahead of us. It's so that the rest of us on the West Coast have an extra 3 hours to fix up what you guys have fucked up every day. Have a great day, Big Fatty. Bye-bye.
Bye, Pooh Bear, and thank you for calling in. And you were just one call short of being caller number 600. So, but you know, had you been caller number 600, I'm sure I would have fucked it up somehow. So, oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, Pooh Bear, I am delighted that you enjoyed the Big Balls, and I know that there are several others that watch the Big Balls on Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. On Big Fatty's recommendation, and y'all, I really do hope that you will watch the Shark Tank, because y'all, it's very good. It's very, very good. And I mean, they take these people go in there, you know, they're scared to death when they go in there. And, you know, then the sharks, they present, they put out their best pitch, and y'all, the sharks absolutely attack them. They encircle them like chum. And they encircle them, and they just chew on them, and chew them up, and spit them out. And those people, y'all, by the time they walk out of the Shark Tank, they get on the little elevator, they go downstairs, and they have to say...
I'm gonna have a cigarette, y'all.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.